Well, today we're going to look at our faith and our understanding. And today's message is faith beyond understanding. In Proverbs 3, verse 5, Proverbs 3, verse 5 will just be our springboard for today. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." Trust in the Lord with all your heart, but lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5 is where that's from. Now we're going to be in three different books. We're going to start in the book of Philippians. So if you want to turn there and get ready for our message today, that'll be where we'll start after this. And so often we try to figure out life. And we try and figure it out for ourselves and through our friends. And Google can't help us figure out our life. And our friends can't, and Facebook can't. It's impossible, other than to discover that God has a desire for each and every one of us. And our goal is to discover what God's will is for us, and then follow that. Our goal, we talked several weeks ago, a couple months at this point, about glorifying God. And we talked about we glorify God how? We glorify God by, number one, loving others. Key to our faith, we glorify God by, number one, loving others. Number two, by serving others. And then number three, using our unique God-given gift that He's given us for ministry, for the furtherance of the gospel, however that is. Sometimes in serving others, doing for others. Sometimes it's our job so that we can have income, so that we can give to other missions and other opportunities. But we try and read the Bible and understand how the dots connect. We'll see today that several books, one after another, line up with the others. They have consistency in God's message and in the message of the disciples and those that were entrusted to further God's message. Faith beyond understanding today. Philippians chapter 4, it's Paul's letter, actually, to the church in Philippi when he was in prison. Now, Paul spent some time in prison, and in doing so, he wrote a lot of letters. And he wrote letters to the different churches that had begun, and he heard back from various messengers and people of what was going on in those churches. Some letters were to commend them, others were to correct them, some were a combination of those. But in this particular one, he's encouraging the church to do several things. And if you read the book of Philippians, preach Christ. Hey, when you're in there in the new church that we went and started, start out by preaching Christ. Number two, live in Christ. Strive and suffer for Christ. And the things that you do, you may suffer. Just as Paul was doing in prison for Christ, he's telling them, do the same, if need be. Seek unity in the church through humility. It means we have to humble ourselves. And then he tells us to press on toward the goal and be generous. These are several of the issues in Philippians that Paul was addressing within the church. Now in chapter 4, we're going to read verse 4 through 9. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 9. Dear Lord, and I got started without doing my thing. Nobody could remind me. Mercy. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I think that sounded pretty good. What was my reminder? Well, first Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say rejoice. Sometimes when I scan my notes, I scan right over those things that I have a big asterisk next to and forget to do. But he's telling them and reminding them, rejoice. "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind through Jesus Christ. Finally, in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report and lovely, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Anybody need the God of peace to be with them? Yeah. I do always. I want that with me always. And a couple things stand out here as we do those. He talks about rejoicing. That's one of my favorite things. This, today, is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because He made it and He gave us another day. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And He tells them, rejoice. How often? Always. Show your gentleness. Why? The Lord is at hand. What does that mean? Honor God with your actions or your lifestyle. Be anxious for what? Nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Pray. When? In everything. As we read further scriptures in different books, that'll come into play again. We cannot understand God's peace for us, so don't try it. Just trust in Him. And then it says, meditate on the good things in life. Oh my goodness, we focus so much energy and time, and at times money, focusing on negative things around us, next to us, possibly in our home, whatever it is. But we focus so much energy on that rather than necessarily trying to change it, remove ourselves from it. And Paul says, man, we've got to rejoice always. So we have to find the things to meditate on, to grab hold of, to rejoice in. Paul wants them to be a successful church. I mean, that's why he's writing all the letters to the churches here. Flip forward a few pages to Colossians chapter 1. Depending on where your Bible is, it may be one or two pages, a couple pages. Just flip over. Paul's telling us, focus on the good things. Colossians chapter 1. And it's the same thing here. Paul now is writing a letter to the church at Colossae. And in chapter 1, verse 3 through 14, he's calling out their faith. And I want you to listen to what he says. He says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remind you, he's in prison. And he says, we give thanks. We have to give thanks no matter where we are, no matter what situation we're in. Thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praying when? Always. Praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and for your love of all the saints. Because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. Man, that was an awful lot. But that was his greeting, talking about their faith in Christ. But then he goes on through verse 14, and listen carefully, this is big. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And we also ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. A few parts of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned right there. Then verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father. Listen. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. My gosh, we've got an inheritance. My gosh, we have qualified. If you bought a house, did you qualify for it? Yes, we qualified. If you financed something, did you qualify? We have qualified for an inheritance. Whoo! Glad my credit was good to qualify for that. They pray for them to be filled with knowledge and spiritual understanding. As our faith grows, our faith beyond understanding is a message today. Our faith grows through understanding, but it also grows beyond our understanding, meaning in those things that we can't understand, we don't know. And they're mysteries that God has for us to ponder. But he calls them out and said, man, your faith has been great ever since we heard about this. Man, we're giving praise to God for that. Oh, and by the way, we also want to increase your knowledge of God, he says. When we pray, not that you have that understanding only, but that you increase in the knowledge of God and you're strengthened with all might. We should be praying for one another. I know Josh and Nikki are praying for our youth group, that they would grow in their understanding and their knowledge, that they also would grow in their understanding and knowledge. We have young married couples in the church raising babies, that they would also grow in understanding. We were delivered from the power of darkness. Church, we lived in darkness. But he delivered us. We were birthed out of that. A new creation. Redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Forgiven of our sins. But qualified to be partakers of the inheritance. Man, is there any truth to that? Did I really qualify for an inheritance? Yes. Flip back a few chapters. I didn't have this in there, but I added it at the last minute. Ephesians chapter 1. We just talked about this in our youth group, and it was in the forefront of my mind because I had already had this, but it ties in. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 1 through 14. And it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption. Whoo! We belong to a family now, as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mysteries of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. Now here it is. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of the glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed. You were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We talked about that a couple weeks. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit, boom, he marked us as his. Now, when we go back, we qualified for the inheritance. But when we read this, for Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in him we have obtained an inheritance. We got it! We have obtained the inheritance. We not only qualified, but we got it. And we have to believe that, and we've got to know how powerful that is. Well, maybe it's like my grandpa's inheritance. It was $5 a piece. No, this is great. This is great. It's beyond things that we can imagine, the inheritance that he has for us. Not only have we qualified to partake in the inheritance in 1 Colossians, but in Ephesians 1, we have now obtained it. And we obtained it through a sacrifice. Josh asked the youth group, how often do you think about it? Not often enough. We obtain the inheritance through the blood shed, through the ransom paid on the cross by Jesus Christ our Savior. All right, let's bring it home. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. A little bit past the other things there that we just read towards the end of the Bible. And that stuff gets me excited. When I think about my understanding isn't enough to get me past these things. But man, my faith is. My faith can take me beyond my understanding. Some people are so fearful of their lack of knowledge or lack of understanding that they say, I'm just going to hide over here in a corner so nobody calls on me because I have to talk about my faith and I don't understand it. Well, great. As we grow in that, he'll grow our knowledge of his word. He'll open up our understanding. There's several scriptures, I didn't go into them, but several scriptures that talk about when they prayed, God opened their understanding. He opened their minds to the spiritual wisdom he had for them, gave them more wisdom. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 13. And it says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And Paul is writing this to Timothy. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So they're looking for faithfulness. They're looking for men that have good knowledge and understanding. And it's telling him, you take the things I've taught you and then you teach them. Discipleship, growing disciples. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, dang. I thought I was getting promoted to a leader by Paul. And now he tells me I got to be a good soldier and endure hard times. Any other jobs in God's army? Right out of the gate. You therefore must endure hardship. Dang it. I accepted Christ. I came into this new thing and I thought I had it made. And you send me this letter and tell me I have to endure hardship? Oh, as a good soldier. Remember when your parents said, "Got to be a good soldier and just press on, son, daughter, whatever." Now, Paul is telling me that? No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Oh, okay. I'm starting to get it here. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Oh, so there's rules I got to follow also. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Now Paul is praying for Timothy to consider what he said. But I'm going to pray that the Lord gives you understanding in these things, Timothy, as you go on. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, who was raised from the dead, according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So he said, look, I've been in prison. I've been to the point of being in chains. You see, they threw me in jail. But I was glorifying God there. I'm still trying to be a help for the kingdom by writing these letters to the church in Ephesus, in Galatia, in Colossae, in Corinth, all these different places. You see, I endure all things for the sake of the elect. Verse 11. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Do you believe that today? If we died with him, we also will live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. You believe that? All right, five of you did good. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful. He cannot deny himself. Paul's sending the letter to Timothy to go on, not only to build the churches, but to strengthen them, to build other leaders. But he's given the warning. He's given the warning. It says, man, you're going to have to suffer some struggles. You must endure hardship as being a good soldier. Church, I'm telling you, he needs foot soldiers in his army to accomplish his will, to accomplish sending people out. So we have to grow ourselves in the understanding. You know, consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. And then tells them to go out, now duplicate that in others. And he wants us to do the same. Not just as Christians. I'm talking about prayer of faith. Our church body. He wants us to grow in knowledge and understanding. And he wants us to be able to go out and grow others and help others. And further the kingdom. Because remember, we once walked in darkness. But remember, we were delivered out of darkness. He asked for understanding. In the other letters, he reminds him to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. Faith beyond understanding. If we slow down and get hung up trying to understand everything before we just believe his word, that's where we get hung up. That's where we get sidetracked, derailed. And we start losing the mission focus that he has for us specifically. We simply have to allow our faith to prevail over our understanding or lack of understanding. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word today, for the message that you have through Paul and his letters to the church. Lord, for his reminders to open up our understanding. Lord, for his recognizing the faith of the churches, the leaders and the believers in those churches, but still draws them to an understanding. Draws them to an understanding that it takes more than just their knowledge. It takes their faith and their perseverance to get beyond that. Father, today for those facing trials, hardships, struggles, those that have endured hardships and grow weary, Lord, I pray that you strengthen them. That you renew their energy and their spirit to press on and persevere. That you acknowledge them for that endurance so far. Lord, that you raise them up to be stronger today than they were yesterday. Stronger tomorrow than they were today. Strengthen, build, grow our faith in you. We ask these things in your Son's name.